we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just feel like praising him right now. Hallelujah. I bless your holy name, Lord Jesus. What will we do without you, Lord? Hallelujah. I thank you and I give you praise. Hallelujah. We need you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. There's none like you, Lord. There's no love like yours. There's no friend like you. I thank 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 you. Hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Adonai Elohim. Hallelujah. Thank you for your precious son, O God. Thank you for the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. We honor you, Lord. We lift you up. Mighty, mighty, mighty God you are. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. We address you, Lord. We come before you, Lord. We bow before you, Lord. We worship you. We lift you up. There's none like you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for imparting the fruit of the Spirit in us, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for love and joy and peace. I thank you for your shalom peace, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I thank you for pouring out your Spirit upon us tonight, Lord. Everyone that has streamed in and everyone that has called in. And especially my guest, my friend. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pour out your Spirit upon her right now, Lord God, in great measure. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this woman of God. Hallelujah. And all the ministries in the earth that you blessed her, oh God, with in the name of Jesus. The work of her hands have been busy. And oh God, I thank you. I thank you for honoring her, lifting her up, strengthening her, sending her helpers in the name of Jesus, sending her ministries that give to her, Lord God, so that she can pour into the community and the surrounding communities. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. We bless you tonight. Hallelujah. There's nothing that we can do without you, Lord. We humble ourselves right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We lift you up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. You're our strength in the time of need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for courage. We thank you for boldness. We thank you for health. We thank you for healing. We thank you for wealth. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you that you go before us and make every crooked way straight. We thank you, Lord, that the battle belongs to you, and you've never lost the battle, and you always win the war. We bless your holy name, holy name, holy name. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy. Holy without you said no man, woman shall see you, Lord. We bless your name. We desire to see you, Lord. Hallelujah. We come before you right now, Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, with pure hearts and clean hands, O God. We thank you for your mercy, your mercies that are new every morning, Lord God, your mercies that are with us when we get up in the morning, with us, Lord, throughout the day, with us on the job, with us throughout the street, with us driving our cars, O God, with us going out our buildings, with us coming in, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. With us with the righteous and with us with the unrighteous. With us with the saved and with us with the unsaved. With us with evil and with us with goodness. We thank you and we give you praise, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David said, if I make my bed in hell, you would be there. Oh, God, I thank you and I give you praise. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you for your presence right now in my place. Oh, God, send the same anointing in your presence, Lord God, in every home of every listener. In the name of Jesus, in the same room where my guest is, Gina Heard. Oh, God, I thank you and I give you praise. I love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We come in agreement, Lord God. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us will prosper. We condemn every tongue that has risen up against us or will rise against us in the name of Jesus. You said this is our inheritance and our right to do as saints of the Most High God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for the journey, Lord God. We thank you for how it's been, how it is now, and how it's going to be. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for every open door, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for open heaven right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask, God, that you would move by your spirit in our families, Lord God. And in this open heaven, God, we ask, God, that you would look upon our loved ones that don't know you in the parting of their sins, oh God, that don't know you like I do, Lord God. And we ask for your mercy to be extended upon them, that your grace would be bestowed upon them, that they would be saved, that they would cry out, what must I do to be saved, Lord God? Send someone across their paths, Lord God, to minister to them about your son, Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Thank you, Lord, for the little kids in our family that need to be saved, that we need to talk to about Jesus. Thank you for our siblings and our children and our cousins and our aunts and our uncles, Lord God, that need to be saved, Lord God. Lord, give us holy boldness to speak to them about the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Lord God, this is still the land of the living. And I thank you and I give you praise. I bless your holy name. Hallelujah. I don't take it lightly, oh God. Hallelujah. This platform, Lord God. Hallelujah. I don't take it lightly, oh God. Hallelujah. For the time that you inseminated it, Lord God, from the first broadcast, Lord God. Lord, you said it would be holy. And I've honored you, Lord God, and every speaker, Lord God, that has been on this podcast for many years, Lord God. Hallelujah. We've honored you, Lord God, with pure hearts and clean hands and holiness. We thank you, Lord, that narrow is the way and few will find it. Oh, God, that's what your word says. And I ask, God, that you help us, Lord God, as we continue that narrow way, Lord God, that way that has our name on it, that way that is paved for us, oh, God. Hallelujah. We don't seek money and fame, oh, God. We seek the narrow way, hallelujah, will be among the few that find it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I bless your name today, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I bless your name, oh God, I bless your name. Thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you. I bless your name, I bless your name, I bless your name. I thank you, Lord, I bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Lord, for your holy angels that are encamped around us, Lord God. Your angels from the throne room of heaven, O God. Your holy angels, Lord God. Hallelujah. Our ministering spirits that minister to us, the heirs of salvation, we thank you. And we give you praise. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We thank you for your blood, Jesus. For without the shedding of your blood, there's no forgiveness of sins. We thank you that you shed your blood for our families, Lord, our children, Lord God, our parents, Lord, our grandparents, oh God, our neighbors, oh God, hallelujah. If they would only come into the fold, Lord God, and say yes to your will and yes to your way. Give them a submitted spirit, Lord God, an obedient spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you. We come as the five wise virgins, oh God, that keeps our lamps lit, oh God. We thank you. We look for you, our bridegroom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we look for you to open that final door. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Open that final door, oh God. Hallelujah. There's no door that compares to that door, oh God. Hallelujah. We look for you, hallelujah, to crack the sky and call us up. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you and we give you praise. We bless your name. Touch our children, Lord, that are weary. Touch our children that need healing. Touch our children that need salvation. Lord, you tell us to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, bring back the fear of God in the church, in the body of Christ, oh God, in every home that says that they love you, Lord God, but have no fear of you. We bless your name tonight, Lord God. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That's what your true servants are petitioning you for, that the fear of the Lord will come back into the body of Christ, will come back into the pulpits, that will come back in the pews, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you that you see and you hear and you know all things. We thank you, Lord, that we are the righteousness of Christ. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That Jesus, you're our righteousness. And I bless your name tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you for my friends that have called in, Lord God. Touch Joni's body tonight, Lord God. Minister to her, Lord God, the peace of God that passes all understanding. I speak to her heart and her mind right now in the name of Jesus. Touch my friend Renee, Lord God. Minister to her as only you can do. Fill every void in her life. Continue to use her to soul win and reach out into the community. Strengthen her body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal, heal, Lord. Heal every limb. Heal her body, Lord, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And I thank you, Lord, for these friends that are mine, Lord God. I thank you, Lord. My friends are few and far between, Lord God, but the ones that I do have are truly my friends. I don't have to question it, Lord. I just know it. And I thank you. I thank you for Gina. I thank you for Gina, our guest speaker tonight, prophetess, evangelist Gina Hurd. I thank you for her, Lord, and I bless your name. I know it hasn't been easy, her journey, but, Lord, I thank you for her faithfulness. I thank you for how you look upon her, Lord, with favor. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, that every time she rises up out of her bed in the morning, the devil wishes that she would stay in the bed and be hopeless and helpless. But, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that she's a woman of God that says, no weapon you form against me, devil, will prosper. I thank you, Lord, for all the extended branches of ministry in Queen Esther Ministries, Lord. I thank you for the multitude and multitudes of people and children, seniors that have been blessed in the name of Jesus. Girls taken off the street from human trafficking. I thank you, Lord God. It almost seems like she should have a building and an altar and a pulpit and a congregation, Lord God. But she hasn't sought you for that, Lord. She's just sought you, Lord, to reach out to people that are hurting and helpless, Lord God. She hasn't sought after fame and riches, oh God. And you've provided by other famous ministries, Lord, well-known ministries, Lord God, that have given to her ministry, Lord, which helps her to reach out, Lord God, to those in need, Lord God. Hallelujah. Those that have no family and wouldn't have a Christmas without Queen Esther Ministry. Those children that have no shoes that wouldn't have shoes without Queen Esther's ministry. Lord, those people that are homeless and helpless, Lord God, that wouldn't have found a home, Lord God, without Queen Esther's ministry. Lord God, I thank you and I give you praise, Lord God, for the volunteers that are supportive of Queen Esther Ministry. Lord, this is the building up of your kingdom, oh God. Hallelujah. And we ask, God, that you would bless every branch of this ministry a thousandfold tonight in the name of Jesus, that you would lengthen Gina's days, Lord God, because of how she has given her life, Lord God, as a missionary right here in the United States of America. She didn't have to go to another country, Lord God. She does it right here and at the same time has a family and a job. So, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that you watch over her, Lord God, that you've protected her and her family, Lord God, that you've strengthened her, that you keep her body divinely healed, Lord God, that you guard her heart and her mind, Lord God, and help her, God, and use her, God, sharpen her discernment, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let her go forth in this month, last day of February, Lord God, and great power of the Holy Ghost and great measure of the Ruach HaKodesh, leading her and guiding her. Let her eyes see clearer in the spirit realm, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Open more doors, Lord God, hallelujah, where she can excel in other areas, Lord God, that haven't been touched yet. I thank you for her, Lord God, and I give you praise. I bless your holy name, Lord. I lift you up and I honor her tonight. And I thank you, Lord, for providing for Gina to get custom-made t-shirts and hats, baseball hats, for Gatekeepers Ministry International team that went to Israel. Gina said she couldn't go with us, but she wanted to extend a hand to us. And she had all the hats made with the Gatekeepers Ministry name on them and all the shirts made for our Israel trip that we went on. And, Lord, I thank you. Remember her. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you for friends like her. I thank you, Lord Jesus, because we don't need any cameras, Lord. We don't need any TV shows. We don't need any lights and action. Lord, we just need you to go before us, open the doors, Lord God, that we could help somebody. That somebody would be saved. That somebody, before they take their last breath, would say, yes, I receive Christ as my Savior. Oh, God, I thank you. I thank you for Gina. Hallelujah. Lord, I speak Psalm 91:16 to her right now. With long life will I satisfy you, Gina, and show you my salvation, says the Lord. God, I thank you. Continue to prosper the work of her hands. Hallelujah. Never let her knees be feeble. Lord, never let arthritis remain in her body. We rebuke it now in the name of Jesus. Lord, make her heart beat perfectly, Lord God. Every vessel in her body, Lord God. We speak healing and wholeness and revival to her body right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for the holy angels from the throne room of God that are encamped around her. And I bless your holy name tonight. I have felt such a presence of the Most High God. Hallelujah. I have felt him off and on all day long today. Hallelujah, Lord, I give you praise. There's none like you, there's none like you. There's none like you, there's none like you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. I bind every spirit of oppression right now. I command this chaos out of our Kairos. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, beat back the forces of darkness on our behalf. In the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you. Pray with me, saints. Pray with me, saints. There's an oppressing spirit that just stepped in my room. Bind it up. I bind it up. I send it back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, I send it back to the sender. You viper, snake. I send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. I have nothing to do with you. Hallelujah. 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 I do not deal with the evil works of darkness. I send them back to the sender in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you and I give you praise. I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for divine intervention right now. In the name of Jesus. I loose the power of the Ruach HaKodesh right now on the airwaves and the frequencies in the first and second heavens in the name of Jesus, around your home, my home, your car, my car, in the name of Jesus, around your children, your grandchildren, my grandchildren, over your and around your pastor, my pastor, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for divine direction. I thank you for hearing and answering our prayers tonight, Lord God. The blood of Jesus still works. It still works. It still works. It works in the morning. It works at night. It works when we're awake. It works when we're asleep. The blood of Jesus, the blood, 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 the blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. The blood of Jesus, you're no match for the God we serve. Hallelujah. You're no match for the blood of Jesus. You're no match for the blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Jesus. And God, I thank you and I give you praise. Glory, glory, glory. My God, hallelujah. I can feel the anointing from you, Evangelist Gina. I really can. And I could feel your prayers. Hallelujah. And I bless God for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't intend to be on this long. But I'm Seer Evangelist Linda Kazras, and I welcome you to Gatekeepers Global Podcast. I'm honored tonight to be your guest, because I'm usually the first guest on here, other than Jesus and our Father, Abba God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What three guests that we have that got here before us. The Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit. You can't have any more better company than that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Well, I think we've prayed our way into the throne of grace. How about that? And if anybody didn't get lifted, press one, I'll open your mic, and we'll pray together. And we'll make sure that as we pray with you, that you will get lifted. If you are streaming in and you would like to dial in, because we'll open the lines tonight and you'll be able to speak to Evangelist Gina and myself one-on-one. And if you have streamed in, you would have to come off the streaming and dial 929-477-2442. And if you would like to speak to Minister Gina, Prophetess Evangelist Gina Hurd, you can press 1 and we'll open your mic and you'll be able to share your heart with us. But Gina is in the spirit realm, a jack of all trades. When God called her, he just, you know how sometimes when you're playing a game and you just like how you toss a frisbee, God just got all these hats out and start tossing them at Gina. And Gina start grabbing them in the heavens, one by one after the other. Grabbing them for her, grabbing them for her helpers, grabbing them for her volunteers. Because I'm going to tell you, I don't know any one person that has as much fruit as this woman of God in the ministry that God has blessed her with. You might go to a church and they'll show you all the ministries that they have and all the different people. This person is over this ministry and this person's over that ministry and this person does that and call this number for this ministry and get involved in this and that ministry. Gina is one person. And God has blessed her with multiple ministries that she has been fruitful and effective in. And I am not surprised, but I am amazed. And so I wanted Gina to come on tonight and talk about all those ministries. That was my desire. And at some point, when Gina exhausts all the ministries that she's fruitful in, and these ministries are fruitful, she's going to give us a word from the Lord if she's if she has prepared to do that. But Gina, how you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning in my right mind, using all my limbs, and that my family as well. To God be the glory.
Praise God. Well, Queen Esther. Now, you know Queen Esther. I know everybody on this line know who the real Queen Esther is. And when God raised her up in the king's palace and she married the king, she was fruitful in the earth for her people, because that's why God raised her up. And Evangelist Gina has been as fruitful in the ministry in which God has called her to. And listen, God has called all of us to ministry. And we can spend quality time in helping somebody else. I know my friend Joni, she volunteers at the a place like the SPCA, like they have around the country, and just loves on the animals and cares for them, and pets that have taken off the street and need care and need medical attention, and she has a heart for them, and that's ministry. And Renee is a soul winner and feeds the homeless and ministers to people, and people that she comes in contact with. She doesn't even have to be in a specific environment. You don't have to be in a specific environment to minister to someone about Jesus. So, Gina, I am so interested in hearing about the human trafficking part of your ministry, because there's so much going on. There's a lot of people that publicize what they do, and that's fine, and it's working for them. I know there was a Christian movie out on human trafficking within the last year, and they got a lot of flack from that, from the people in the street. But nevertheless, Gina has a human trafficking ministry. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Gina?
Yes, what we do is now we hadn't been in the strip clubs. We used to go into the strip clubs, but since COVID, we hadn't went in. But what I do now is I make it awareness and education. I go into different schools, different organizations, different churches, in the different apartment complex, and we explain to people what human trafficking is. And we make sure that they know all of the national numbers to call. And we just educate right now, because most people don't understand that the United States of America, we are number one when they go worldwide. And Mexico is number two. And that's pretty bad. And the Philippines
yeah.
is number three. And so a lot of people think that it's a foreign country, but no, it's not. Every time your phone has an Amber Alert, pray. And the reason I'm in our community making people aware, because it happens to children of color. And this is what people don't understand. A lot of missing children. A lot of missing children of color. So I try to go in now and educate the families concerning social media and internet. And if you go into any local hospital, anywhere now, doctor's offices, you see signs in restrooms and everywhere with the 800 number for human trafficking. So what I do is now I want to make sure that people are equipped I know where all the organizations are, if someone is trafficked, where they can go get the help. But my main purpose is making our community aware of what's going on. Watch your children. This is not a foreign country issue. In the state of Texas, now Texas has a law to try to help stop the trafficking, where if you buy prostitution here in the state of Texas, it's a felony now. So that's pretty much, it's more or less right now, it's educating parents and children concerning the danger of social media, the danger of not, you know, having your location on certain times, you know, like doing dating online. Our young children are coming up missing. And if they don't find a young girl that's been trafficked, if they don't find her, her lifespan is 5 years.
Oh, my goodness.
The lifespan is 5 years. California is number one. Texas is number two. In the United States, as far as, like, the most active cases. So it's, and then Georgia, different places, it's everywhere. And it's all races, but children of color. And they're more or less getting women and children, and also the LGBT community. Those are the targets, and foster kids. So my goal is to educate the community, because I love our community. Mm-hmm. To let them understand, please watch your children. This is a very serious matter.
Do they just lift the children off the street when they see them walking down the street? Do they watch them for a period of time? Is it often done through internet? How do they get the kids? Like that are like under 12, under 11 or 12. How would they get
now,
that age group?
A kid like that, they would have to get that through some form of, you know, walking or doing something. But this is really how they get kids. You got to understand, if a mother's on drugs or a father or aunt or somebody, they sell their children. So that's usually how they get younger children. Is by, you know, the affiliation with a parent. A lot of people that are on drugs sometimes will actually sell their children. But most of what's going on now is another girl friends another teenager. They have girls that go and target other teenagers, and they target them with, hey, you know, let's go get your nails done, your hair done, you know, like they bait them in through material stuff, and they try to get people that don't have much, especially like a foster kid. If they run away, who's going to look for them? So that person gets caught in the system, and you got to understand, one time in Arlington, Texas, there was some girls in the bathroom, and the lady's daughter went in, and she was waiting for her daughter to come back out. And some girls had her try on some lip gloss. And the lip gloss had a drug on it that drugged her. And these two girls were going to come in out of the restroom with this lady's daughter. And didn't know their mother was out. Her mother was out there waiting. That was how she was able not to be taken.
Okay.
But it's like trafficking comes in so many forms. A lot of girls that go to strip clubs, you know, like people bait them in, women bait them in. You know how somebody, they'll wine and dine them and give them all kind of money and clothes. And then all of a sudden they'll say, hey, you know what, you owe me. You owe me. And how you're going to pay me back, you're going to have sex with men for me to get my money back. And then they threaten them, if you don't do it, we're going to kill your family. I went out to California to the Dream Center, has a big program out there for human trafficking. I try to do my research. I do research. There's a lot of houses, but you have to understand a trafficked person, it's hard to get them to turn on their pimp or to tell. And then another thing is, I want to educate African Americans because they said whenever a African American person is caught for trafficking, they always want to blame that the person did prostitution instead of that that person is actually a victim of human trafficking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is why we have to understand the stigma behind our bodies and everything. There's always something they're saying, they're trying to make up an excuse like that person is not trafficked, they're you know, they're not a victim, that they're doing this on their own, and that's not the case. So in colleges, you will get young guys in college, they will have all kind of rings of trafficking. Mm-hmm. Comes in all forms. You're talking in Plano over in Dallas somewhere, they had school teachers and firemen. I mean, this is a, you got to understand, the sex business is a billion-dollar business, and it's people in high places and people with titles and people that have access to, mm-hmm. It goes in many forms.
Well, I just got a better understanding of it. You know, you see a sign and about all these missing kids. Now I know where probably most of them are.
Especially in the Washington, D.C. area, I heard they have a lot of missing children. Mm-hmm. And it's just that, okay, there's so many forms of trafficking. You human trafficking, you have your sex trafficking, you have your labor, you have your organ. You know, there's so many different areas
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that someone, this can happen to.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kind of areas that things happen to. Nowadays, mm-hmm. you want to know, do you really want to have down that you're going to be a donor on your license? Because mm-hmm. there's organ trafficking. I mean, there's just so many things. But my main concern for me is to educate my community.
Mm-hmm.
These organizations come into our community. They get all this funding and money. I want to make sure that our children are aware and that our children are taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And who could do that better than us?
Yeah.
Because we, you know, like, you got to know conversations,
mm-hmm.
how to talk, how to present. And I thank God I just I had about 50 girls on February the 17th. It's a Blossom organization that they let me come and speak every year. And a lot of people had to learn about tracking. You know, like, mm-hmm. you know, people, you're going, these young girls are going online and think they're talking to someone their age. And it's someone's not their age, and they'll go meet
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
You know, so there's just so many ways that this happens. And if you look at our college students, it was happening a lot. They said that one time a church van went to, they said they were a church van and they went to a college, said they were going to take you to Bible study, and it was human trafficking.
What?
So you can't trust anyone
mm.
when it comes to this. It comes mm-hmm. in so many forms.
Mm-hmm.
So much stuff is happening that we have to be careful of our surroundings, our whereabouts. We have to be careful.
I teach a fourth grade class, and today the school counselor came into my room and spent 45 minutes with my class on internet and how they were actually just what you said, how people like imposters or like catfishing or like posing to be a friend and someone like people, like you said, in church, you know, and then they that lures you in or manipulates you in, and then you become like trapped because that's how they design it. That's how they create it, so that once you're manipulated, once you take that next step in trusting them, you're like there. Especially if you're a woman, a kid, a young woman, or they can you're outnumbered. And so actually the counselor was talking to my kids about internet and games and friending people and not putting you should have a internet name rather than your real name, you know, in the games that you play on the internet, and just really warning them. And so the school in my county is covering that area because they are coming in and out of the classroom in the elementary school, because that's where I've been working the last couple of years, in and out of the elementary school. Because when I was in the high school, after the schools opened after COVID, I don't remember any of that coming into the high school classrooms. But I've been in elementary school for the last year, and they have been coming in to let these kids know how to kind of get a feel for, they don't use the word discernment, but kind of get a feel for whether this is really another kid I'm playing with, you know, and don't put any pictures.
Are you familiar with robots? Are you familiar with robot? That's probably why they're doing it. That's where that little girl got tricked up. And so you have to understand that the kids that are surfing are toddlers and little bitty kids, elementary kids. You got to understand your average kid is on a tablet and an iPad. And, you know, they're on TikTok. They're on YouTube. They're on all of these different games and stuff. So they have to be educated at a young age because they're putting themselves in danger, because the way of America now, an average kid, everybody's on, as soon as you wake up, they're on a tablet or iPad or on a phone or they're playing a game. So the schools have to start at a young age. They have to start there because those are the kids that are surfing. They're not just teenagers that are surfing. You have these babies, poor babies, all these commercials, a sex picture of pop up when the cartoons now are so horrible that you don't know what you have to do, the parental control. Our babies are exposed to so much. I had a young lady, her son who is 13 years old, hooked to porno, was masturbating at school, and it jeopardized her other children and her. He had to go into classes, you know, like for that. They were going to, you know, like just child protective, just a whole bunch of stuff, because to find out that he had been doing porn on the internet. And so what I'm saying is there's so much out there that the parents have to be educated. They're tired. They're working. They're young. They put that tablet or that phone in front of them to give them comfort. But some of that stuff that comes up, and they have to catch the kids when they're young to get them, you know, to know. Just like a lot of people don't know, this month of February is teen date violence awareness, because 1.5 million girls are either physically or sexually abused. And so they have February. Everybody's aware of October because October is domestic, you know, violence, but they're trying to get them now before, we don't want you to be a woman dealing with domestic. Now, you know, that's a lot of people, 1.5 million of girls being a year being exposed to some form of abuse, either physical or sexual.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, they're saying high school.
Hmm.
So
and that's
I can
in our
understand
nation.
Why your school. Yeah, this is in America. This is
mm-hmm.
the United States, and
yeah.
so we, you know, it's a lot going on, and we have with the generation, with all the exposure that children have today, it is scary. My granddaughter, I have a six-year-old that I'm constantly watching what she does.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly.
Yeah.
Constantly need to know.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
I don't know anything about robots, but the kids talked about it today to the counselor, and I didn't have a clue what they were talking about. I still don't.
It's a popular game that children are playing. It's very popular, very, very popular. And like I said, a young girl, I think a little, maybe, I don't know, she was 13, 12, whatever, but someone, she left her house on a Saturday, and her brother, you know, like she's done, this person then got her on this robot, you know, and this, she left her house, and he picked her up, and it was just a big deal about it. And so I'm constantly on my knees praying for my grandchildren and my great
so
and my one.
So you said robot is a game?
It's some kind of a game, yes, it's robot. It's some kind of a game that's very popular. Yeah, it's very, very, very popular.
So it directed this kid to come out of her house?
Yes, this person, whoever she was talking to, yes. You'll
uh-huh.
have to look that up sometime, but it's ROBUX. And I have so many grandkids that I try to stay educated. And my kids, everybody else's kids, everybody's on these tablets and these phones and this TikTok
mm-hmm.
and all of
yeah.
this. So I'm just constantly wanting to, you know, I'm crying out to God, you know, whatever their minds see, I ask the Lord to erase it. Don't let that go on their memory bank. You know, that broke my heart when that young kid had got hooked to porno. You know, and did that at school. And, you know, it just made things
rough. Well, you know, that's a demon.
It is. But what it is
that,
definitely, but what I'm saying is, yeah, it is. But what I'm saying is he found it on internet.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. It probably would have never even crossed his mind.
Right,
now,
right.
You'll get, having you on your email, you'll get something about big boobs. I mean, they'll send you a penis or anything. You ain't even subscribed to any of these people.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, and some silly, crazy stuff now.
Yeah.
You know, you get mail, you get email, text, you get the average kid that's, you know, 11 years old has a telephone now.
Uh-huh.
You know, they have email accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, so times are changing, but we must constantly educate.
Well, you know, a kid knows nothing about lust. You know, they can barely spell the word. And so when they get into something like that, accidentally, let's say accidentally, because it can happen like that, and I'm talking to grandparents that are listening right now that need to make sure that their children are grown, that have their grandchildren, are monitoring their computers, their tablets, their games, and everything. And not just just telling them, but actually getting on their computers and their tablets, anything, their phones, and making sure that certain things are blocked and that they can't get into. My daughter did that with her sons until they were grown. Until they were grown and out of her house. She checked everything that they did.
blocked everything, warned them of everything. Oh, yes, she did. They
you
could
have
not
to.
Get.
You have
you
to.
Do. But,
you have to. But
I'm,
if you think I'm, about young mothers who are busy, that they don't realize, a lot of people don't really, they think that when you're doing the cartoons or you're doing a game, they don't think it's harmful.
Mm-hmm.
This is why I go into the apartment complex. This is why mm-hmm. if I'm at the grocery store, I'm telling you, when people have little kids and stuff, I pray about it first. I said, Lord, should I say something to this mom? You know, should I, you know, tell her about some of the things that are going on in the world, things for her to be cautious about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I will have that kind of a conversation in a Walmart.
Okay.
Or City Trinity's, wherever the Lord leads me. It does. I don't have to be at a program or a building.
Right.
If the Lord puts on my heart, when I see young mothers and their kids got that phone with them right in the store and they're doing, you know, in the car, you know, and if the Lord leads me to have that conversation, I have it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we have to be a Noah.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just that I believe in awareness, education, and resources. I believe if people know better, they do better.
Yeah.
If people are aware
Amen.
Of things. You know, I just,
yes.
you know, like I said, it's, to me, educating people. If the angels, mm-hmm. if the Lord said the angels rejoiced over one sinner repenting over in Luke 15 and 10, he rejoiced over one sinner repenting. You know what? If I can get one person to stop their child from
mm-hmm.
being all on that internet and doing parental control, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
If I got 10 people before me and that one person gets it, it was
mm-hmm.
worth my time.
Oh, yeah.
It was worth, if I'm in front of 50 people, it was
yes.
worth my time.
Yeah,
just like in the schools, they have they in the Fort Worth, the Texas Women Center, they have a book called Safe Touch. It's a coloring book,
mm-hmm.
and it's called Safe Touch, and it teaches kids in pre-K. They start in pre-K, letting you know the proper touch. Now, isn't
mm-hmm.
it something that they would have to teach a child if somebody touched you inappropriate down there, if they put diaper cream. I mean, this is a little coloring book, and
mm-hmm.
You can get them free from them. They will give them to your organization. You can go online.
Mm-hmm.
They have so much stuff on education. But what I'm saying is we're in different times and different days. Children are so much more advanced that we have to talk. Kids are starting their period in kindergarten, you know, 7, 8, you know, year old with the kind of food that we're eating today,
mm-hmm.
things that we didn't
mm-hmm.
see back then.
Mm-hmm. So do you think that human trafficking is with young men as well as the girls?
It is.
Just
yes,
as many?
It says, that the target, if you guys, everything I'm saying, you can Google it. It will come up to let you know that my data and my information is correct. The target population, they say, the most target is of color and LGBT, whatever that organization exists. That is the target. If you ever look now, you will see a billboard now with a boy on it.
Mm-hmm.
That sentiment
mm-hmm.
for human trafficking. We have the billboards here in Texas. They're off of 30. I've seen them in different spots where it's actually a male now
mm-hmm.
because they're a target.
Yeah. Modern day slavery, that's what you call it.
Yes, yes. And it's so many different forms. One time we were at a strip club over in Dallas called the Ecstasy, and there were so many Hispanic in there that did not know English. And
mm-hmm.
this strip club probably had maybe 100 dancers there that night
mm-hmm.
In that place. And, you know, but we still believe in the point of contact. We had prayed over everything, even if we couldn't communicate the way, but I do have one person that would go in with me that's bilingual, that that she's a Hispanic young lady that's able to translate and talk. But I just know that there's so many forms of stuff, and you got to understand that the internet, all of these reality shows and all this stuff that, you know, people think if you don't have your hair done, your nails, if you don't have a name brand purse, name brand clothes, and then, you know, like young people that don't have those things, you know, they're out there trying to, you know, do whatever they can. They think this person's being nice to them and this person's really just setting them up. But I am glad that there are a lot of organizations that do have homes for the girls, and there's a lot of therapy and a lot of counseling, because, you know, like if someone is willing to come from that lifestyle, you know, and it's, that's a really hard area. And so I'm happy. I try to keep database of organizations. I check them out. I call. I did a lot of training through Traffic 911. I did net purchase just to see what these organizations are actually offering. Because, see, the thing with me is awareness, education, and resources. If I educate you and you're having a problem, I need to know where you can get help. See, it's not about me having the funding or having the counselor. I am a person that will get you from point A to point C. We're not going to put a Band-Aid on something. We're going to get down to what needs to be done. And see, so I'm always on 211. I'm always searching and doing different things. I never even knew that in domestic violence they have a, you know, when people are, can't have hearing issues, you know, can't hear, can't speak, they even have a line for them. You know, I'm just saying this, it's just so much that I've learned because I do my research. I try to keep up. A lot of people don't know what the Blue Campaign is. They have special officers and, you know, different, you know, the FBI, different things. For human trafficking, it is a big deal. And it comes in so many forms. It comes from poor to the penthouse. It can, it gonna go from the ghetto to, you know, a fabulous, you know, it just, it's all. But one thing they are saying is, children of color, and they're saying that they get women. This is what people don't understand. They do women and children. Women and children, and also the LGBT community. That's the new statistics that's out. Texas, I haven't had an update in a while because sometimes the statistics are different, but I know we used to have like 750 to 800 missing per month. You know, so that's why I tell people when you hear that Amber Alert, and then now they're trying to get another alert that's going to be for people of color. There's just a lot going on out there, and, you know, just being educated and just knowing the resources and knowing where to go, because you do have organizations that really have a heart. But you got to understand, when human trafficking came, the big grants and the big money were there. So people gravitate, I'm going to start this department because this is where you can get the money at. This is where the grants are. To me, you got to have a passion. It has to be your call. You know, like a lot of nonprofits, a lot of organizations gravitate to where the money's, you know, where the money is. You know, like when you do youth, when you do certain things, you know. But to me, you need to be called. That needs to be,
you're right.
I didn't start off. I didn't start off as a nonprofit. That wasn't my purpose. I didn't know. I just been doing ministry in Texas for 24 years, but I was doing it in Illinois. I didn't even know what, you know, I'm out in the jails. I'm teaching, I'm going in the neighborhoods, walk, inviting people to church, not realizing, you know, that I was even an evangelist. I didn't know. I was just, I had a hunger for people to want to see people do good. You know, and God had changed me. I wanted to see other people change. So I had no idea when a pastor would come in for a revival, I would ask my pastor, can we go put flyers in the housing project? You know, I didn't know that God was calling me then, and I didn't have anybody
that's outreach.
To.
Outreach, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. But the thing about it is, if you don't have anybody to help, a spiritual midwife or a spiritual father, somebody to birth that out to make sure that you're not spiritually aborted, spiritual mm-hmm. miscarriage, stillborn, that mm-hmm. you will, are premature birthing, you want to be able to come into full-term birthing.
That's
and
right,
sometimes
Gina.
We need that, you know, and we have
yeah.
to be teachable, trainable, and coachable.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell people, and then another thing is a leader has to be a servant.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will serve and sometimes you will lead. And what
mm-hmm.
I don't like is I tell people, I want to raise disciples. People don't have to stay with me. But I like it when people would just say, I'm going to come and glean with you. I don't know exactly what I want to do yet, but I do know I want to have my own ministry. The thing I
mm-hmm.
find out in ministry, everybody wants to be a chief and nobody wants to be an Indian. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the deal with me. I don't mind people come and glean it with me and go do the same thing that I do. If that's
mm-hmm.
what God told you, I'm a trendsetter. I want disciples to be, I want people, the more of us, I want us to be contagious. But sometime if we could stick together and do things together, we could grow. But as African American, it's hard for us to do things together. There's so
mm-hmm.
many small little organizations and small, everybody's small, because if we could just all come together like the Asians come into our community.
Yeah.
They got all the wig shops. They got everything
yep.
tied up.
Yeah.
They're ordering
yeah,
together.
They do.
They got all the clothing. But I'm just saying, if we as a people
mm-hmm.
have the I and the me syndrome sometime. I'm not saying everyone, but I've been
oh,
out
I
here a
know.
Long time. And
I
I've
know.
Seen a lot. And to
yeah.
me, you know, we have to be a team player. And
mm-hmm.
I tell people, you cannot come out with me without training
mm-hmm.
if we're going on the streets. Because, and then when people get ready to volunteer, I have to let them know that we need to treat people like a fragile piece of china.
Yeah.
You cannot, if you don't know how to talk to people. One time a young lady went to deliver something for me, and one of the people got offended. You know, you just have to be careful. That's
mm-hmm.
why when I went into the jail and the prison and stuff, they had us do those culture diverse classes,
mm-hmm.
you know, like to learn about different religion and different
mm-hmm.
races. And just, you know, you need to be educated, because I tell people, I'm not a debater. I'm a soul winner.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, you know, and then
yeah.
I don't want you to get out there. We don't want soldiers wounding. We in the camp and we're wounding each other. We can't have that.
No.
We all
right.
have to be on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell people, no, God ain't sent you out there by yourself. He sent them out in twos. You
twos.
Never go anywhere
right.
by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of education that has to be done, but most people are not teachable, trainable, and coachable. No, God does give us stuff. And there's some things that, and then God has told me, if somebody don't ask you for help or ask you for a suggestion, keep your mouth shut. The Lord had to tell me, he said, because there's some journeys that people have to go down.
Yeah.
They're not going to listen. You're
mm-hmm.
wasting your time. And
mm-hmm.
I need them to learn this way. So I had to learn, because I'm a person with a lot of information. If someone doesn't reach out to me for help, I have to learn how to keep, I had to learn how to keep my mouth shut. Don't give my opinion. Don't give a suggestion. Don't do anything unless that person asks you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they do something in front of me that's out of contact, where I get back to, the blood is required on my hand if I don't correct them.
Correct.
But
right.
I just
That's
know
right.
that, you know, I'm very, you know, I'm very careful about, and God had to teach me, you know, you don't give people all your dreams, everything you're going to do. They're going to go do it before you. You know, I mean, just certain
mm-hmm.
stuff you got to know to keep, you know,
mm-hmm.
certain things you just don't talk about and you just don't do, just
mm-hmm.
do it. And I just
yeah.
thank God that I have learned from trial and error. I will help anybody start a ministry. I am a spiritual midwife. I raise mm-hmm. up leaders and disciples. I want to see people be successful. I want to mm-hmm. see people sustained. But one thing mm-hmm. is, it always comes back to me. You know, what did Jesus tell the 70 when they came back? That he said, all that stuff is good. You're rejoicing over that, but the main thing you need to rejoice over, make sure your name is written in heaven.
Is it? That's right. Yeah.
Your name is mm-hmm. written in heaven. And then another thing is people don't understand when they get ready to go out and you're out doing community and everything, why do you think Joshua and them were able for the walls of Jericho to fall down? Because they obeyed the command. The army and the priests, when they say don't say nothing for 6 days,
mm-hmm.
don't open your mouth.
Mm-hmm. They didn't.
But on the seventh day, but what I'm saying is mm-hmm. getting people to follow instructions.
Right.
And
right.
that's why they were able to, they were on one accord.
Yes.
And then sometimes don't think you need a whole bunch of people. God left that back there with Gideon to let us know, them too many.
Yeah.
He said, that's too many. No, that's
yeah,
too many.
That's right. Yeah.
And then when the Lord called me to the streets, I said, Lord, you want me to go to a strip club? You want me to go talk to dope dealers, gang members, all this kind of stuff? You want me to go to the hood? You want me to do all this?
Yeah,
and then
the
Lord gave me Acts 18 and 10, when he told Paul, I got much people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I got you. Ain't nothing going to happen to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You know, God had to begin to let me know, and then he always reminded me, if you just get one person right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I tell people, one plant, one water, but it's God that gives the increase.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And I tell people, we ain't just trying to fill up churches. We're trying to fill up heaven. I got a
That's
heaven
right.
mentality.
That's
See,
right.
You know what? I tell people, we're watering in somebody else's vineyard with a kingdom mindset.
Mm-hmm. That's
See, I just
good,
want
Gina.
You in a Holy Ghost-filled church.
Mm-hmm.
And what I thank God for is, I have maybe 10 churches. I thank God for the pastors that allow their members to come and do ministry with me.
Praise God.
I have, mm-hmm. you know, because usually pastors will have you under hostage if they don't have a kingdom mindset. You'll be hostage.
Yeah.
You can't speak nowhere. You can't go nowhere. You can't connect. Mm-hmm. You can't do nothing. I thank God for the pastors that believe mm-hmm. in my ministry, that
Praise
allow
God,
their
Gina.
Members to come out. We'll
mm-hmm.
have 10 or 12 churches when we have an event because we all have mm-hmm. the kingdom mindset.
That's
We're
right.
not coming out representing the church. We're coming out representing the love of Christ.
That's right. Amen.
And then another thing is you got people don't know the difference between community and church. That's why you have to have training. Because there's
mm-hmm.
certain things you can't do in certain places don't mean that denying God.
Mm-hmm.
But there's certain settings that you conduct yourself in a different manner.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And people have to understand what you do at the church ain't going to work on government property or something. You're not denying the Lord. You're coming out showing the love of Christ. You ain't bowing down to Buddha or somebody. You just coming out showing the love of Christ. And so we
Hallelujah.
Have to be educated and trained to be able to go out in different areas. Just like with me, people don't understand. I'm behind on the 501c3 nonprofit stuff because you know what? I didn't get into it for that reason, and I'm learning. What I'm saying is I'm growing, and you have to treat a nonprofit like a business, and I didn't know that. What I'm saying
mm-hmm.
is my heart was in a different place, now I'm learning. But one thing I've always did is kept my RS stuff good. And, you know, I'm and like with my donors and stuff, I make sure I'm getting my receipts and stuff out. But I had never gotten a grant or anything because I wasn't grant ready. I wasn't taught how to be grant ready. Now I know how to be grant ready. I know how to teach somebody else to be grant ready. From all the mistakes I made that someone didn't teach me, that I was just thrown out there. But God said, I threw you out there because I didn't want no one to teach you. I needed you to go out there and do all kind of mistakes, do all kind of stuff wrong where I could teach you, where you could teach others.
Yeah.
You know, so I thank God for that journey. Now I know how to tell somebody, have your volunteer sheet, your mileage, you know, like what's your projective, your budget. You know, I mean, I know now. I know to tell people, no, you don't sign up for GuideStar. It automatically gets signed up for you when you get your 501c3. I know to tell people, no, you need to know whether or not you want to be a faith-based. Or you're going to be, you know, a regular, you know, corporation. There's just so many things to a nonprofit. And I went and gleaned with so many people that I knew the things that I didn't want to do. My friend Sandra, who has houses for women coming out of prison. I mean, I've went and gleaned with so many organizations, so many people. After gleaning, I knew what I wanted to do and what I didn't want to do. By gleaning.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just, it's a lot. You have to be called to certain things, but if a person's going to have a nonprofit, it has to be ran like a business. All your I's got to have a dot, T's, everything's got to be.
Yeah.
And I just thank God that I have learned so much that I can help other people. You know, I want them to be successful in what they do, but God had told me, I'm going to supply all your needs. God supplies my needs through donors. Personal donors, everything that I do, the money doesn't come from a grant. The money comes from people that believe in the vision. And I like it when people give me the money and don't tell me they want it to be spent somewhere. But if someone gives me something and they say it needs to go to a specific area, I'm going to make sure it goes to that area. Because I have to be a good steward over what God blesses me with.
Yeah.
If somebody say, hey, I just want to, here's $25, I want you to give it to somebody for groceries, or $50, I'm going to do that. But, like, if somebody just gives a donation, I'm going to put that money in the best spot, the best need.
Praise God. Yeah.
Where I need it at. But
well, let me ask you a question.
People do
What's the percentage, or do you know what percentage of these boys, girls, men and women that are modern day slaves to human trafficking, what percentage of them do they help or get out of it?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's
rescued.
Where the problem is. That's where the problem lies. Getting them help and getting them out of that lifestyle is hard. Capturing them is very difficult. And then after you capture them, getting them, you know, they're minors. If they're a minor, getting their parents to let them go through therapy. You know, it's funny now how you can't make your teenager take a drug test. You know, there's so many laws and freedom and all this kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is the thing of it is that's the issue. With the human trafficking is these are teenagers. If they're teenagers, they don't want to, you know, like you got to understand this person's been brainwashing them.
Yeah.
Like somebody, it's different than somebody who was an innocent bystander on the street and somebody just snatched them. That's a whole different ballgame, okay? Compared to somebody who treated you nice, bought you gifts, did all of that. You know, like looking for love in all the wrong places.
Right.
You know, when
you
were thinking somebody was your boyfriend and you were out there, you know what I'm saying? So there's so many parts of it.
Yeah.
But if you think about an innocent child whose mother on drugs sells them, I finally met a person from Chicago. I went to teach a housekeeping class at an apartment in Dallas. And the young lady told me that her mother sold her to a dope dealer when she was like 12.
Oh.
And she had to stay with this man, and she didn't get away until she was, like, you know, grown. She was with this, her mother actually sold her. And I had never actually met someone.
So she got out.
I hear about it, that it happened. She was in counseling, all type of stuff. But I'm, there's just so much stuff out there. It's different categories. Because you got to understand, how were they taken? Were they tricked into human trafficking, or were they snatched into it? You know, say for instance, a college person on the dorm, get ready to go to her, you know, getting out of her car class, they're going to go to the dorm, and somebody snatches her. She didn't have any choice. Then they drug her up. And forced her. Okay, then you have, I'm going to give you another example. Then you have somebody who has, like in the strip club, they call them house moms.
They call them what?
Like on this house mom. When you're in a strip club, they have a house mom to keep all the strippers under control in the dressing room, keep the women under control.
Oh.
So
okay.
The same like on the street with the, with human trafficking. They have somebody that's going to keep all of them in control. They got somebody who's going to try to get another one. That their goal is to get more and more girls. They have another girl. They're going to really treat her good, do her real good to get others. So there's so many forms. And if you, if somebody that's looking for love in all the wrong places and somebody shows them love, that's just like a woman that's in a domestic situation. It's, even though this person mistreats her and beats her and stuff, it's hard for her to give them up. So it's a mental, it's so much.
Have you ever addressed at least one individual that was in trafficking and
I have addressed. And I have a friend who had a young lady she was mentoring, spent a lot of time with. And then I just said, I've had speakers, I've been to other people's events where they will have a survivor. And we have one here in Dallas. They, you know, I mean, I've been to different, you know, conferences, different things where they would actually have a person that had actually been trafficked. Not just that, one of my nieces was trafficked in Illinois. And we had to look for her and put a number out, all kind of stuff. But like I said, she got baited up by a guy. So she was able to get out of that. It took a minute. She escaped. So it you know, it's just, it's so much out there. It just depends
so
on
The spiritual part of this, when someone is rescued, I know they have counselors. I know they have people, family members that love them. What about the spiritual part of them getting set free?
The Dream Center is a perfect example of a spiritual journey. You know what I'm trying to say? When they get a willing vessel, sometimes you should go on Dream Centers. They got so many testimonies. I mean, they've got a lot of success.
That's the Barnett, family, correct?
They have a lot of success stories. Also, Franklin out of Atlanta, he's involved in, you know, there's several people, there's some local people here that are involved in it. I mean, it's just a broad range, and most of them donate into the ministry. Like I said, there are organizations where they're going to be able to get the spiritual and the natural. You know, I'm trying to say most of them are based, because you got to understand when you, and then it's good if you can get somebody court ordered. most of the people I know, like with prostitution and like different things, these women are court ordered to take classes to do certain things.
Okay.
So there's so many forms of stuff that takes place.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the organizations, they do the spiritual and the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like I said, if a person's base is spiritual, they hire somebody and they're connected with other resources that can give the actual natural part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like a friend of mine who has a nonprofit, her son got killed down in Houston. Kathy has a nonprofit now to stop gun violence, and she also has a therapist. She's got a grant and everything, doing very well in her office. She has a person, a therapist for victims.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if your family was murdered, you can go there free.
Okay.
And get, you know, the counseling that you need.
Do you believe in carrying a weapon with a permit that has, when you have a permit? Do you feel that's okay?
I ain't going to tell you, I done thought about it. But I ain't going to say I didn't think about it. You know,
I took training,
I thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it, but I thought about it.
Well, I took the training, and all I have to do is get my picture, my passport picture. I don't even know where one is around here from many years ago getting a updated passport, but then I have to go on the government website and complete all that, and it takes about a month to get my permit, but I really want to do that. And you know what? This is going to make me, within the next 4 or 5 days, go get that picture, and then all I have to do is get on the internet and complete the paperwork. But let me ask you this. How does Queen Esther Ministry reach out to families? Your website says healthy family includes awareness, education, resources, and screening. How do you get them out of their homes to come and participate in all that?
Okay, this is how we do it. We used to be an apartment complex, you know, like set up different things at apartment complex. And then now another way is word of mouth. Now that I've been out here a lot, I get Pathfinders. First of all, it's an organization here called Pathfinders. I have 5 families that I mentor for them. I connect with Pathfinders because I get clients. So I have these young girls for a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm, you know, and our goal is for them to sustain. Also, I partner with other people that have apartment complex. One of my friends is apartment liaison. She has invited me to come out to her apartment complex. And we used to go out and do Mother's Day luncheons and like Easter stuff, a lot of things before COVID. But now that, you know, COVID's over and everything, I'm still back. Like I said, now I know everybody's calling me, Miss Gina, where do we get diapers? You know, how do we get our rent paid? Now that I'm known in the community, word of mouth, people are constantly calling me, and I'm connected to so many families. You know, and so now people will call me if, like, say, for instance, if somebody's dealing with mental illness. I'm very big on mental illness. I partner with group homes. MHMR, when I do a health fair, I connect. And by word of mouth, I need to know, the Children's Family Institute, if I have a young man that comes to me that his baby mama is just giving him all kind of drama, I know we're going to get him set up to the dad's program, learn how to co-parent. You know what I mean? So it's really by work. I got people that will call me that have a felony, trying to find a job, need medical. There's Cornerstone Network. See, I go online, and I know everything in the community
okay.
where a person can get help.
Yeah, okay.
See, people don't understand. Google makes things real easy.
Good.
And what I tell people is, I'm not going to enable you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you the information. You need to do the footwork.
Mm-hmm.
But
God,
one thing,
yeah,
I am asking God, I need wisdom like Solomon had. You remember when the two harlots came about the baby? I need that kind of wisdom. Because I've had people play on me as far as I had somebody had cancer. We did their whole house, paid their bills. I just had a young lady that we just helped get her back on her feet, car, register, insurance, utilities, everything. She just started a new job. The first thing we found out, she getting ready to go and get her body done with her first check. So I'm asking the Lord to sharpen me. Ask the Lord to sharpen me.
Say that again.
She's getting ready to go try to get her body done with your bills what to pay. We had got your registration, your insurance on your car because you just started a job, didn't have no food. You worked with your landlord. Your water's about to be cut off, electric about to be cut off. Then the news get back to me, she getting ready to go and she done put her first paycheck, she done put down payment on an $8,000 body thing to get done and going to go to Miami. And so what I'm saying is, so I'm asking the Lord, give me some of that Solomon wisdom.
Yeah.
I need to discern it. I'm just saying that's one of the things that I had to really, like, learn because I'm, you know, I don't want to be, you know, the poor is going to always be with you. Like, I've given furniture away and the people didn't take care of it or they got evicted. I've learned, Lord, if these people dirty, don't clean up or they get evicted and stuff, I've learned the hard way. The hard way.
Yeah.
And so I would love to ask the Lord the Lord told me, he said, hey, you ain't save a lot. So now I said, Lord, I ain't going to help nobody. I ain't going to do nothing. The Lord told me, he said, I told you to help that young lady. And he said, the reason I told you to help her is because I wanted you to see what she was going to do. Because sometimes the Lord, you know, I could say, Lord, did I hear you wrong?
Well, that was training for you.
That's all coming. I said, Lord, did I hear you wrong? And the Lord said, no, I just want you to see why I need you to stay sharp and in my presence.
Mm-hmm.
On the spiritual end. Don't get so caught up in giving.
Yeah.
Because seeing the Lord, I got to know when to be Martha and when to be Mary.
You ministered on my broadcast some years ago on that.
Yeah. So I got to know when to be that. And so, and then the Lord taught me, too, sometime I got to work with Judas, sometime I got to work with Peter, and sometime I got to work with Thomas. But the thing is, I just want people to get the proper training. If God called you to street ministry, or there's all kind of forms, okay? You, like with the homeless people, what I do now is, my organization, I have so much stuff that I give to other organizations. See, I'm not, you know what, I ain't going to turn down nothing. I got somebody to do the refugees. You go get all them clothes. I got somebody who has a resale shop. Get those clothes to put money in to, you know, to support you and your ministry. What I'm saying is I'm getting stuff ready now. I take care of my grandmothers, my senior citizens. I don't just do singles. What I'm saying is, so it's a variety. That's why people tell me, no, you're all over the place. I'm sorry. You got to talk to God about that because I'm the Proverbs 31 woman. She did more than one thing at one time.
Yeah, she did.
So I can't help it that God got me doing more than one thing. I say it in a humble way. But my goal is
everybody's not qualified to do what you do, Gina.
Yes.
Everybody's not qualified. Everybody's not obedient.
I want to help people be successful. I met some men today. I had prayed, Lord, raise up some dope dealers, some gang members to take care of their own kind. Because I'm tired of all this bougie stuff. I said, because you can, if it, I know if a church is bougie, I ain't going to take nobody there. I met two pastors today. They said, we deal for Jesus now. We don't deal dope no more. We deal for Jesus. They got
praise
them a
God.
Home for men that come out, that's on a drug addiction, come out of prison. I connected with them, and I told them I'm going to get me some men's group that's going to come and ask them if they can cook a meal, to go over there and cook a meal and serve a meal and do Bible study for the men.
Mm-hmm.
See, I believe in, I'm like a person that connects other people together. I'm organized stuff. I tell people, if you're like liquid, you're not ready. Because if you have a container and you put water in it, it's going to change to every container you put it in. See, I don't need, you can't change like that. Either you with God, either you
you're not.
You know, then you got to be able. And then I tell people I got a pegboard with the wrong piece in it. Don't let nobody put you in a position that you ain't ready for because the church needs it or somebody, they need that body.
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't want to be put in a position and you're not ready. You got to learn.
Right.
Don't let people tell you who you are. Let God tell you who you are.
That's right. Well, let me ask
don't
you this.
Don't let somebody tell you who you are because they need to fill a position.
That's right.
Because they need a, but no, uh-uh.
Right.
No, we have to be led by the Lord. Like I said, I started off, I'm telling you, it was bounty hunters for Jesus. And it came up with Queen Esther was bounty hunter for Jesus. First, it was Heaven's Ministry. And I birthed this Texas ministry out of the pain of losing my granddaughter, 6 months old.
Okay.
I started off giving Christmas clothes and toys out.
Mm-hmm.
In 1999. She died in July 15th,
1998. Mm-hmm.
Birthed out Bounty Hunters for Jesus was 2008. My friends in Illinois lost 7 in their family through gun violence. She lost she lost 2 grandsons and 2 sons, and I think it was like 4 or 5 nephews. It's a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I started Bounty Hunters for Jesus, going around doing prayer walks and doing different things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my daughter's friends got killed at a strip club, took someone home. That's how the strip club started. And we had to come up with a name. We couldn't go into the strip club talking about you're a bounty hunter for Jesus. So I was out in California doing a training for a church, and they were getting ready to do a Mother's Day program, and they called it Queen Esther, and God gave me Queen Esther's delivery service for the strip club, and he gave me Queen Esther's outreach for the nonprofit, for the community. So there's different departments, because, see, the thing of it is I've been doing all this outreach, but I'm getting ready to get back more on the spiritual side, because these people need to be saved. See, you know, just out there giving people stuff. Wait a minute, that part of me is ending. I'm going to support other ministries and keep doing, but I need to come out there and just tell you what thus said the Lord. I'm not talking about going out there, no program. I need to go walk. Wait a minute. And see, people don't understand when you go out, you have to get permission from the apartment complex to put something to go door to door. You just can't run up in there like you used to. You know, like there's a lot. And then people don't understand you out there. You can't take food out there to the homeless like that without food handling or out of commercial kitchen. There's so much education that needs to be dealt with when you're giving stuff out to people. Education is everything.
Well, I was being led up to ask you about the fisher of men, and that is brings about you ministering on different forms of evangelism. So that's the spiritual part of it. So why don't we just talk a little bit about that, and then we'll round this up. Because I've been excited. I'm just exploding on the inside. I feel the presence of the Lord. I have all day, off and on. But since I came into my place this evening, I have really felt the presence of the Lord. I really do. I'm just, this is so timely for me. And to
yes, because I didn't realize it's almost 8 o'clock on my end.
I don't mean that kind of time. I mean,
but I was just saying time has went by because we're talking about meaningful.
Yeah, having you on this podcast, it's putting the devil on the run. You know, it's putting in the atmosphere and in the frequencies. What is being done, has been done, is being done, and is going to be done for the kingdom of God, not your kingdom, not my kingdom, for the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
We've got kingdom people listening on the line, and I want to say to all the listeners that if you would like to speak directly with Evangelist Gina, and you've dialed in 929-477-2442, you can press 1, and I'll open your mic, and you're more than willing to share with us. I also want to say that those that are streaming in online, you only have 19 minutes to be with us, because at exactly 20 minutes, the online part of the podcast will end for you. That's online, but it will continue to record until I close the podcast. Nevertheless, I tell you all that to say you can dial in before 9 o'clock and not at 929-477-2442, and you can continue to be with us, and you can ask a question. Just press 1,
and
I'll open. Yeah, that's Eastern
and that's
time.
Eastern time.
Yes, that's Eastern time. So let's talk a little bit. So if there's anyone that has dialed in that wants to talk live with us, you can press 1 and I'll open your mic. And while you're thinking about it, let's talk a little bit about the fishers of men, because that's the spiritual part out of all this other stuff. And we know people want to be helped. We know people they want to be given stuff. Just like you said, you never know who's there to just use you. But you don't have a mindset like that, Evangelist Gina, because God is using you. And just like the person that you said did all this, got all this, got all that, you know, and then she got a paycheck and is going out and have her body transformed, probably this liposuction or whatever, because that's the kind of money that it costs, $8,000 or more. And when you are ministering or ministry leader with the mindset that you have, that doesn't matter, you know, because God will kick back and say to you, now, I wanted you to learn from this.
Yes.
And that's important. So I have somebody that wants to ask you a question. So I'm going to open their mic. Just hold on. The last 4 digits of your number is 8625. I'm Seer Evangelist Linda. May I have your name, please?
Good evening. My name is Sheila Grant, and I am the first cousin of Evangelist Gina Hurd.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, welcome. Welcome.
Yes.
Well, thank you for joining us.
It is almost 9 o'clock my bedtime. This, you know, I'm on Eastern time. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia, but I just had to dial in. Because it has been an excellent conversation. I've enjoyed it thoroughly. And I just wanted to say to you, Jeanne, and because we family, that's why I call her Jeanne. That's what we all call her. We blood.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say my prayer has always been for the Lord to continue the good work that he's begun in your life. And I just remember when we were growing up and the naysayers, you know, and even family members being naysayers. But I just thank God for what he is doing and what he's continuing to do in your life and using you as his vessel. You make me proud, sis. You make me proud.
Oh, you made my – thank you so much, cousin. Thank you for taking out the time. And I, you know what? I'm going to be calling you because I'm coming to see you next week.
Okay. Yes, but this has been awesome, and I concur with everything that you were sharing, Jeanann, regarding the trafficking, you know, me just retiring from education and remembering all the talks that the SRO, police officer would have the conferences with the kids and tell them about the dangers of the internet and things of that nature. But it's so important, you know, and I know we as parents and grandparents, we can't do it all, but it really starts at home. We have to make sure that we are engaging, having our children, our grandchildren engaged in activities, because the Word of God says that the idle mind is the devil's workshop. And so if they're engaged in doing things, they won't have the time to be on their iPads being babysat by phones and iPads and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And I do know, you know, that it is costly nowadays to get them involved in sports and this and that, but I just believe also that the God we serve always makes a way out of no way. So I just wanted to share that and just to let you know that I'm always praying for you, Jeanann, even when we don't talk or whatever, always lifting you up, because I do know that the enemy is busy and he wants to shut down the mouthpieces and things like that of God. And so it is important that we come together and recognize and put our foot on the enemy's neck and let him know that that God is able and he will not be stopped.
Yes.
His work will continue to go on. So I just wanted to get on and just to let you know I love you. And I'm about ready to get to bed, but I just had to dial in. And I had my grandson is here, actually. I'll be taking him to school in the morning. So I got him put down right as the blog was starting so that I could be totally engaged in what was going on. But thank you once again for allowing me to share.
God
love
bless
you,
you.
Thank you for giving me my flowers while I'm living. You know, I like my flowers of
love.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
That's right, Gina.
The rest of
that's
this night is not promised to any of us. So, yeah, I believe in those things and sharing and lifting each other up. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
But anyway, you ladies have a great
Amen.
Night, and I love you, Gina.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
God bless.
God bless. There's another caller on the line. The last four digits of your number is 8831. May I have your name, please?
Tracy.
Hi, Tracy. This is Seer Evangelist Linda. And what would you like to speak to Evangelist Gina about?
Hi. I would just like to give God praise and thank him for all that he's done for me and for sticking and standing by my side. The targeting on me has been going on. This summer will make 18 years. And
of what? Of what? What are you speaking about? Did you say targeting or trafficking?
Targeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Group stalking, the electronic harassment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just...
Would you like us to pray for you?
Yes.
Okay. Gina, are you, Evangelist Gina, are you aware of targeting, what she's talking about? I am 100% aware of it. Are you aware of that? She's not talking about trafficking. She's talking about targeting with gang stalking and using technology to surveillance her in her home, everywhere we go, because I've been under that same situation. I call it modern-day persecution since the early 2000s. And the technology is, I don't know what the technology is called, but I do know that the overall system is called gang stalking. And it's gone on in the church, in the world, and it's global. And if you do not have Christ in your life, I don't know how you can make it through this, because the only person that has been my defense concerning my body, my mind, my home, because they can get into anybody's home when they're not home or when they're home. They go in your refrigerator. They lace your food. They do whatever they can, and they don't have any problem letting you know that they've been in your home. There's forms of intimidation. It's a very, very demonically controlling. That's the aggression of Satan's effort. Now, the young lady that's on the line, she wants prayer about it. Tracy, have you asked Christ in your life?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you have a personal relationship with Jesus?
Yes, I do, very much.
Okay, praise God. That's important, because I've been on prayer lines with targeted people all over the world, support lines, Bible studies. And I have to ask that question when I'm leading those open forums. And there have been many men and many women that have given their lives to Christ because they called into a targeted individual prayer line or conference call or support group, and they weren't saved. They didn't know that they were on their way to getting saved, because if I was a speaker, I led them to Christ. So, Gina, since you're my guest, we're going to lift up. We're going to come in agreement with all the callers that have called in tonight. And I would like for you to pray for Tracy in the situation that she's in.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we come to you with a repenting heart and a grateful heart. God, you have heard Tracy's request. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I stand on your word today of Psalms 91 and 121, God. And also, God, I stand on your word. You said no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I bind up the hand of the enemy. Whoever's targeting her, I send the word that they be healed right now. In the name of Jesus. And I bind that spirit up. I buy that type of transactions up. I bind it up. I throw it into the lake of fire. And I loose right now that her and everyone else that's dealing with targeting, they will be set free. They will no longer have to live situation. Lord, you said in Jeremiah 32 and 27, behold, I'm the Lord thy God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Lord, you said there's nothing too hard for you. And Lord, we're standing on your word today. You said in Romans 4 and 17 to call those things as though they were. I call forth Tracy is free in her mind, free in her home. She is no longer targeted. Lord, in the name of Jesus, her or anyone else is dealing with targeting. Lord, could you loose Michael, the war angel, to go to war on behalf of
everybody that's being targeted?
Can you loose Gabriel, the messenger angel, to deliver the message that they better stop in the name of Jesus? I decree and I declare, God, because you said in Psalms 103 and 3, you heal all iniquities and all diseases. And you said in Luke 18 and 27, what is impossible with man is not impossible with you.
Yes.
God, we're standing
Amen.
On your word tonight, God. Tracy will walk in peace. Tracy is free on tonight. She will not walk in fear. She will not have to look behind her back. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let her know what you said in Psalms 121, that you're going to take care of us going in and coming out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let her know that she's covered with the blood of Jesus. God, when you told the Israelites to put the blood on the doorstep, the blood.
Yes, it does. Yes,
Lord,
it does.
In the
yes,
name
it does.
Of Jesus, God, we
hallelujah.
Thank you right now, God. God, we thank you and we give you all the glory, all the honor, everyone that got on tonight, God. God, you know every situation. You know every need, God. God, I hope that I said something to encourage someone. God, if someone was about to be spiritually aborted in their ministry and miscarriage and stillborn and premature birth, and Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, let them get the proper training they need, God, the proper leadership that they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they stay teachable, trainable, and coachable, Lord. Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that they'll know that a good leader is a good servant, that you must serve in order to lead. And Lord, I just
hallelujah.
Want to thank you, God, for my team, God. I thank you for all the volunteers, God. I pray a blessing upon everyone that has donated into my ministry, donated into Linda.
Thank
God, we
you,
just
want
to thank you tonight, God. God, we thank you. But God, but most of all, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor because we can do nothing without you but fail, God. God, keep us humble, God. Keep us at your feet, God. God, we want to be at your feet.
Hallelujah.
Talking to you, God. We need you every step of the way.
Yes, Lord.
We ask you to give us
hallelujah.
Wisdom like you gave Solomon in the name of Jesus, God. God, you said in all thy ways acknowledge you and you will direct our path. Lord, we need you, God. We need you. God, we pray for this nation today, God. God, all the, we talked about human trafficking, God, the ones that need to escape tonight and be rescued. Lord, in the name of Jesus, loose Michael. Have them go down there and set up security and set them free tonight, Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
God, we're going to hear on the news. We're going to hear on the news that dick trafficking rings have been busted. God, we're standing on it right now, God, that people are being set free in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, put people on alert, God. God, the team, God, whoever's the FBI, whoever the officers are, God, put people on alert, the hospitals, the schools, God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we're trusting you on tonight, God. God, we're trusting you tonight, God. You said if two or three would touch and agree that you would be in the midst and your word cannot lie and cannot come back voided. And Lord, you said one put 1,000 to rebuke and 2 put 10. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we trust you tonight, God. God, that the trafficker, the pimp, that they won't want to do it no more. God, we send the word that they be healed, God. That they will find you, Lord. That they will find you, God. God, we ask you, I ask you to touch every organization, every church that's under your anointing, under you, God, that you will guide, lead, and direct us, that it's time to win souls, that we need to be about soul winning. It ain't about going around giving people stuff. It's about their souls being fed. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will turn their life over to you, God, that when they turn their life over to you, God, that they'll have a changed life, God, that you'll meet every need, God. We just want to thank you right now for the lost souls, God, for the backslider to come back home, God. God, we thank you right now in your son's name, in the name of
Jesus.
Everybody that's on this line tonight, I pray for their whole entire bloodline. You know them name by name, problem by problem, situation by situation. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus, that
Lord.
Our whole household will be saved. Our whole entire bloodline will serve
you,
God. We thank you right now in your son's name, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that
my
you
Lord.
Will heal, God, that you will set free, God, that you will break generational curses up off of them, God, that they will not
Lord.
Be addicted to drugs, mental illness, whatever, prison, jail, whatever it may be. We come against it with the blood of Jesus, and we loose right now men and women that are serving you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Touch every parent, God, everybody that's parenting kids today, grandmothers that are raising kids, Lord, in the name of Jesus, strengthen
strengthen them on tonight, God. God, strengthen
yes,
them
Lord.
On tonight, God. God, strengthen them. God, make ways out of no way for them, Lord. God, make provision, God. But, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we don't care who they talking about going to be in the White House, God. We put it in your hands, Lord. God, we don't care what the economy looks like. We put it in your hand, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we know we're not on man's economy, God. God, we thank you for the roof over our head and clothes on our back, food on our table, Lord. We thank you
thank
that
you,
we
Lord.
Got vehicles and jobs to go to. God, our economy is not in this world. Our economy is in you. Lord, in the name of Jesus, David said, he said, I'm old when I was young. I never seen the righteous seed forsaken or begging bread. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for revenue. We thank you for our good health, God.
Mm-hmm.
God, we're standing on. God, we're standing, God, that we're going to walk in divine health, God. God, Lord, we thank you. God, anybody on this line that ain't feeling well, need a speedy recovery, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch their body.
Yes,
touch
Lord.
Touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, any mother, any parent, or any grandparent on this line that's dealing with something with a child, God, give them peace and give them instructions how to handle the situation. But, Lord, but most of all, we just want to give you all the glory for tonight, God, because
yes,
this
Lord.
Program belongs to you, Lord. Lord, in the name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
We can do nothing without you but fail. And God, we just want to give you all the glory and all the honor, and I ask you to continue to bless Linda in her ministry and what she does, God. Continue
you,
to
Jesus.
Open up the doors that need to be opened. God, you said the door you open, no man can close. The door you close, no man can open. But we trust you. But God, I thank you. Tracy is a free woman tonight. Tracy's going to walk in divine power. She's going to say,
Thank you, Lord.
Luke 10 and 19 said, the Lord said he gave you power to tread on the scorpion over the power of the enemy. The Lord said in Joshua 1 and 3, everywhere the sole of your feet touch, he give you dominion.
Hallelujah.
You got to start walking in the power and authority that God has given you. You got to fast and pray and stay in your word and believe and let them know, Satan, get thee behind me. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper or my household. Lord, I thank you that
thank
you're doing
you,
an
Lord.
Eviction notice on her mind tonight. Let the enemy
yes.
know he cannot live there. She's putting a condemned sign. She will not entertain that foolishness. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, she's going to walk in peace, and she's covered with the blood of Jesus. She's covered
yes, she
with
is.
The blood of Jesus. Lord, we
hallelujah.
Just want to thank you. I thank you for her peace. I thank you for her joy.
Yes.
God, I love that
yes.
song when they used to sing it, this joy that I have. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away.
Take
Lord,
it away.
We just want to thank you tonight, God. God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. But, God,
hallelujah.
Every missing child, send every missing child back home to their parents. Lord, in
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus, every unsolved murder, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God,
yes,
if
Lord.
The news is good God, or bad, give the parents some closure, God.
Hallelujah.
Lord, in the name of
yes.
Jesus, God, I know, God, there's nothing too hard for you, God. God, you can turn a dope dealer around, a drug addict around, a gang
yes.
member, a murderer, a sex offender. You can turn
yes.
racism, anybody back, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we
yes.
lift up Trump to you today, God. God, we lift him up to you, God, and Biden, all of them, God. God, you know about every last one of them. We ain't worried about them because they can't do touch us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that economy, whatever they talking about, they can't touch us in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
God,
hallelujah.
It's us. It's the saints is why. The world is still going. But, God, I ask you to cover us with your
yes,
blood.
Lord.
God,
hallelujah.
I ask you to stop the young people from shooting up the schools. Lord, stop the racism. Stop the people from killing people because of their race and their identity. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, I know there's nothing too hard for you. God, have us be on alert. Don't let us be so heavily bound that we're no earthly good. God, let us be
yes.
alert of our surroundings. Give us a discerning spirit, Lord. When to go to the grocery store, when everything's happening in the church, God, let us be on alert. We want to be a watchman. We want to be able to know what's going on.
Yes, Lord.
And, Lord, we just want to thank you tonight. I seal this prayer in your son's name, in the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, amen.
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 Tracy, you feeling
amen.
Better?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Okay.
I am.
Thanks for
hallelujah.
Calling in, Tracy.
God, that was a wonderful word.
To God be the glory, baby. Remember, God gave you power and authority. Walk in it.
Yes.
That's right. Take it.
We're in agreement with you. We agree with
ma'am.
You on how God sees you. Hallelujah. Mighty woman of God. Let God use you. Wherever your church is, get involved. Keep your mouth shut. Mind your business. Just do the work of the Lord and be fruitful. Show anybody that's surveillancing you that you walk with God and you're a holy vessel and that you're a true believer, you're part of the remnant. Give God glory. Worship him in the face of your enemies. Turn up your worship music and your praise music and lift up your hands, walk through your place and give him praise right in their face. Wake them up late at night. Turn the music up loud. Wake them up and give him praise. Hallelujah. So
Hallelujah.
Either they're going to get saved because they hear you talking about your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in their praise, or they're going to get judgment. So we bring it before the Lord. We brought it before the Lord, and we give God all the glory, honor, and praise for your life, and we come in agreement right now from the throne room of God. You got the attention of heaven, and the angels of the Lord are encamped around you. So I speak the shalom, shalom peace of God that passes all understanding upon your mind and your heart right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling in, Tracy. God bless you.
God bless you, Tracy.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
How shitty.
Hallelujah. 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 Well,
thank you, my friend,
this has been a night of fellowship. If nobody else called in or if nobody else streamed in, we hit the throne room, the atmosphere, the frequencies of God, the sound of God, hallelujah, has hit in our communities of everybody that says has streamed in and dialed in and surveillanced us in here. And to God be the glory, hallelujah, because I am determined that God is going to win this battle. He ain't never lost a battle, and he always wins the war. And that he's going to bring victory to every individual that's been trafficked and that has been targeted in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Evangelist Gina. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for having me, mighty
Hallelujah.
Woman of God. Thank you for having me. I appreciate
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah. God bless you. I love you. I love you, girl. I really do.
I love you.
And
thank you for
keep me. Just keep me on top of what you're doing so that I can donate. I know I'm not the PayPal like I used to be, but I'll get it to you some way.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you
for taking the time. God bless you.
Whoever got on, we said thank you for coming on. We hope that we said something to encourage you. Love you all. Okay.
Amen. Bye. So I'm going to close, and I just want to say only what you do for Christ will last. It doesn't matter what you do for anybody else. It doesn't matter how, whatever, just keep the mindset that only what you do for Christ will last. God bless you. Good night.